But I turn you again to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1. You know, we concentrate to a certain picture there for Revelation. You know, it's like having a slide projector. One picture after another flashes on the screen of the king and his kingdom. Having visited some of the cities of that ancient kingdom, it's brought it home very vividly. Ephesus and Pergamos and so on. But in verse 9 of chapter 1, we read these words, I, John, your brother and companion, is number 1 the suffering, number 2 the kingdom, and number 3 the patient endurance that arouses in Christ Jesus. And you can't separate one of those from the other. The suffering, the kingdom, the patient endurance. We have before us this morning the emblems of his suffering. The bread and the wine. We've just sung about the king of the king. As what was it, G.C. Lee Howe said, you can't have a kingdom without a king. You can't have a people of God here as a kingdom without a king. And the terrific majesty of this verse. Let me just read you a few verses from Daniel chapter 10. He said, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river Tigris, I looked up. There before me was a man dressed in linen, with a belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like a gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of multitude. The world may be seen majesty, he worshipped his majesty. Or if you like to come back to the Song of Solomon, if you read there in chapter 5, I won't read it all, but the writer there says, how is your beloved more than others, better than others? My lover is radiant and bright, outstanding among the 10,000. His head is pure as gold. His hair is wavy and black as a rage. His eyes are like doves by the water streams washed into mammoth like jewels. His cheeks are beds of spice yielding perfume. His lips are like lilies dripping with myrrh. His arms and rods of gold set in chrysolite. His body is like polished ivory decorated with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like leather, choice as it seems. His mouth is sweetness itself, he is altogether lovely. This is my mother. This is my friend. And the daughters of Jerusalem. And I might have said it before, but look, if you look back over this inscription, he smirks with this, he smirks with that. And the only portions of his body you can see are pure gold. Are pure gold. Majesty. Worship his majesty. Let's come back just for a moment to, as we take the emblems to Revelation chapter 1. You get the description that John gives us there. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. When I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. Above the lampstand was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like bulls, white as snow. His eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his hand he held 7 stars to beam him. Out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. And when I saw him, I felt his peace. home and say, "Why? We'd be out. Thoughts would be seen. But I'd be like, and I saw you make up a distance." But as we take these emblems this morning, can I just come back to the description in the Song of Solomon that his head was bushy and waxy? When we come to Revelation chapter 1, we read, "His head and his hair were white like wool." I remember standing forward saying years ago, why in the Song of Solomon was his head black, bushy and waxy? Why in Revelation, when John the apostle wrote, "His hair was white like wool," he said, "What lay in between was coming. What lay in between was coming, with the suffering, the sorrows. And out of that suffering and sorrows comes the kingdom. Our heart is the patience and endurance." You know, there were those multitudes following in that day as John was talking to us, but they were following not out of conviction. So as we read this morning, come to that beautiful parable. And there's two, as it were, parables encapsulated in that one passage. The first was, "Can you afford to follow me?" The second was, "Can you afford not to follow me? Can you afford to refuse my demands of patience?" Also, we remember him this morning. As we go on, may the vision of the majesty of his never leave our mind.